Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a Sunday in Springdale. Catching up with the manager, Javier Colina. We're calling this Catching Up with Coley. Gabby Hernandez, pitching coach, named that one. Coley, results haven't been great this week, but it hasn't been without positives. Can you give your general assessment of the series so far?
Yeah, and you know, I guess the baseball is not going our way right now. You know, we have a tough time, you know, commanding, pitching-wise, and executing the little things the game asks you to do. And again, all those little details, it's been approached, it's been addressed already. You know, we talk to the players to keep the head up. You know, it's a, you know, we don't want to start the season the way it is right now, but we still have a long way to go, and I just want to keep them positive and push them in the right direction.
It seems like the vibes around the clubhouse are still very good. Everybody knows that it's early and that this can be turned around. What are the conversations like to try to keep that positive attitude?
You know, we have to play 27 outs. You know, the attitude, the body language, like I always say, you know, come in. I just expect you guys to come to the field, and when you cross those lines, just play hard. You know, control what you can control and what the game asks you to do, and we're going to be in a good spot.
Danny Cerretti's had a great week at the plate, a couple of pole side right-handed homers. He's a switch hitter. What have you seen from him?
You know, he's just swinging the right pitch, man, and his experience, you know, has been in the game quite a bit. You know, this his different approach. When he knows he's have a plan when he walked to the play, and he's not missing his pitch, so that's why he's been successful.
And the starting pitching, for the most part, has been quite good, not only this week, but to start the season. Seems like guys are really starting games strong. How do you continue that consistency throughout the start?
Yeah, they work every day, man. And, you know, it's a lot of moving part, you know, in the bullpen, touching field, you know, and we have a conversation with them, you know, with Gabby. They watch videos. They always want to improve. They always want to get better. And, you know, the first week and a half of the season is always it's like a roller coaster because it's a lot of, they're so excited to start the season. They want to prove themselves, trying to do too much. And not only in the pitching side, I will say position players as well. And you can see, you know what I mean? Like, we struck out a lot. You know, we average 10, 11 Ks almost every game. So, and it's another thing we need to do, keep working and do better.
Angel Ortiz is off to a great start offensively as well. What have you seen from him?
And then he's ready to hit, man. Like, this kid, you know, have experience. He played in the Dominican. That's going to help him, too, when he come here to U.S. And he has very good swing. And, you know, I'm happy for him. You know, he's earned the opportunity. He's playing right field, left field. He's doing great.
Last one for you. I wanted to ask you this before, but I'll ask you now. Team Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic, you just have to be so proud of your country's team.
It's incredible, man, what our country's going through. This is a blast. You know what I mean? Like, after all the situation with the economy and the presidents and all that kind of stuff, like, I've never been a political guy, but that's incredible to hear, like, the feeling, you know, what we saw during the World Baseball Classic. And for the most part, all those guys are a good friend of mine, and I just wish them, you know, the best, and they deliver in the high stage, and I'm so proud of my Venezuelan team.
Coley, thanks so much for the time.
Anytime, bro.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.